You've been faithful, you've been true, and you've done all that you could do. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. You applauded for the rest. Now is your time to be blessed. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. You've been faithful.
You've been faithful. You've been true.
And you've done all.
This is Light to Guide Our Feet, the 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear now the word of the Lord, as recorded in Jeremiah chapter 28. Jeremiah chapter 28, the reading begins at verse 1. And it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, and in the fourth year, and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azar, the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 full years will I bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon, saith the Lord. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priests and in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord. Even the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. The Lord do so. The Lord perform thy words, which thou hast prophesied, to bring again the vessels of the Lord's house and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Nevertheless, hear thou now the word that I speak in thine ears and in the ears of all the people. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms, of war and of evil and of pestilence. The prophet which prophesieth of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord has truly sent him. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and break it. And Hananiah spake in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet, after that Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Go and tell Hananiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him, and I have given him the beasts of the field also. Then the prophet Jeremiah, reading once again now, Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 15. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 15. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the 7th month. Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 17. Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 17. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Be careful what you speak in the name of the Lord. Be careful what you speak in the name of the Lord. On the occasion of our text, God's own people, God's special people, have sinned, and God has allowed Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to come to Jerusalem, to come and carry captive, particularly Judah. And now the prophet Hananiah, whose daddy also had been a prophet, or perhaps still was a prophet, Hananiah said that the captivity would be over in 2 years. He spoke those words in prophecy. Preacher, teacher, deacon, everyone, be careful what you speak in the name of the Lord. There are people who will speak philosophy in the name of the Lord. There are people who will say what God has not said in the name of the Lord. That is a dangerous thing. Jeremiah spoke as he was commanded by the Lord. But Hananiah spoke words that were not commanded by the Lord. They probably seemed logical. He may have even had faith. He may have even had discussed it with someone else. The Bible does not say. But the bottom line is, Hananiah spoke that which God had not said. A warning to all ministers to be safe. Get the word of the Lord and speak the word of the Lord. There are many competing philosophies and many competing words and many competing persons. And many of those persons are very convincing and are totally convinced in their minds that they are correct. Or they are convinced that God will go along with them. Jeremiah chapter 28 settles that issue and that question. Jeremiah chapter 28 shows us very clearly that a person speaking in the name of the Lord, when the Lord has not spoken, places his own life on the line, as did the prophet Hananiah. Hananiah spoke what one could say was wishful thinking, hopeful thinking. I may even call it faithful thinking, that he had faith to believe that if he spoke it, it would come to pass. But God had not said that. We can't just change God's plans because we want to. God is God, and perhaps I am not trying to judge Hananiah, but perhaps there was some unbelief there. There must have been. How could he have spoken lies in the name of the Lord unless he had some unbelief in the absolute veracity of Almighty God? There is someone listening to me today, perhaps not only someone, but some ones, who want to believe in God, but you don't really. You may be a minister. You may have preached many years. You may be a high person in terms of your position in some Christian church structure. But you may not truly believe God the way you ought to. You may be in danger of speaking words that God has not spoken. You may have already done them, and God may have been merciful to you thus far. But I would encourage you to read Jeremiah chapter 28. If you have preached your own philosophy, if you have preached the philosophy given to you by another, regardless of who that other was, if that philosophy was not in the Word of God and in total line with the Word of God, you need to repent. You need to repent. Read once again Jeremiah chapter 28. Be careful what you speak in the name of the Lord. Yes, they wanted the captives to return home. Yes, it seemed logical that the vessels from the Holy Temple at Jerusalem that Nebuchadnezzar had taken to Babylon and put in the temple of his idol gods, his gods. He had taken the vessels, some of the vessels of the true God, out of the temple at Jerusalem and had taken them to Babylon and put them in the temple of his idol gods. Well, it would seem logical that God would want those vessels to be brought back. And at the earliest possible time, one could imagine that yes, God wants that to happen. Those vessels have no business there. That is logic. But when you are a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you must not preach mere logic. You must not preach logic at all. You must preach the Word of God. What do you mean, Paige, you must not preach logic? Well, it appears to me that what Hananiah said from a human point of view may have been logical, but he lost his life for preaching that. Preach the Word of God. Preach the Word of God. Preach the Word of God. That is the reason why you hear me read so much of God's Word, because I want to make sure that what I preach is the Word of God. Whatever it says, it may hit me, but I'm going to preach it. And if it hits me, and it does from time to time, I need to be hit. If it hits you, and it does from time to time, you need to be hit. Whatever God says, it needs to act upon us in such a way that we will obey God. So the prophet Hananiah prophesied lies in the name of the Lord. Listen to what Jeremiah said here. Listen to what Jeremiah said here. Verse 15. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 15. And Jeremiah said this after he had gotten this from the Lord. Jeremiah didn't just make it up. When the prophet Hananiah prophesied lies, Jeremiah just went his way. We have to let people stand before God for their actions. Jeremiah just went his way and waited on God. And then God spoke to Jeremiah, as we see in verse 12. And then after having been spoken to by God, Jeremiah then obeys God. And in verse 15, here's what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 15. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 16 and verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 15 through 17. It is a dangerous thing to teach rebellion against the Lord. That was Hananiah's crime, his sin. Hananiah taught rebellion against the Lord. He spoke that which was not the Lord's word. He spoke that which was not the Lord's will. And Jeremiah said that Hananiah would lose his life that year. And Jeremiah said, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. Hear this, church person. Hear this, church leader. Jeremiah said that Hananiah lost his life or would lose his life because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. That's why Hananiah lost his life. And we read in Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 17, So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. There are many opportunities now to teach rebellion against the Lord. Please do not pick up those opportunities and teach rebellion against the Lord. We live in a society that has rebelled against the Lord. And if you teach what they are teaching, if you teach some of what they are legislating, you will be teaching rebellion against the Lord. If you speak as truth what they speak, much of what they speak, if you speak as truth, at least I should say some, I want to be correct. If you speak as truth some of what they say in this society, if you speak and teach as truth some of what they are teaching in this society, you will be speaking and teaching rebellion against the Lord. And I want to read again in your hearing, Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 16 and verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 16 and 17. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. Reverend, what should I do? First of all, if you have already taught rebellion against the Lord, you ought to repent. But secondly, you ought to examine your ministry and make sure that you are not teaching now rebellion against the Lord. And thirdly, I believe, you should make sure that everything you speak, that anything and everything you speak henceforth lines up with the Word of God. That's what I try to do. Anything I have said that would be rebellion against God, I repent of it in Jesus' name. And I examine what I am doing now to see if I am teaching or preaching rebellion against the Lord. And if I am, with all my might, my heart, my mind, my spirit, and my soul, I stop. And I try with everything I have to make sure that henceforth everything I speak and teach in the name of the Lord is indeed that which lines up totally with the Word of God. Be careful what you speak in the name of the Lord. Be careful what you speak in the name of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 17 says, so Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 17. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 17. This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page.